It's time to meet the Renfrew Wolves, sponsored by BEI. This week is all about the youth movement for the Renfrew Wolves, as we get introduced to first-year forward Chris Clark. Tell us a bit about how you came into hockey. What were your minor league experiences?
So I grew up playing minor hockey for the Canada Blazers. Started playing hockey on a pond across from my house and really kind of just fell in love with it ever since. So I started off playing for CP and U18, and then played Junior B and CP, then went to Armprior for Junior B. And then basically one night before one of the camps in the summer, my old coach called me and said, hey, I should come out to Renfrew. So I came out and I'm here now and I'm loving it. So
now you have a connection to the Renfrew Wolves that I think a lot of other players don't, because you grew up watching the Kanata Lasers, the Kanata Stallions. About 4 or 5 years ago, they moved to Renfrew, and the rest is history. Growing up, how familiar were you with the Lasers franchise?
Yeah, definitely. Like, as a kid growing up, did some Christmas parades with them and stuff, and went out to go watch the games at KRC. Like, it was a definitely inspiration growing up watching them play.
And getting that phone call from your old coach to come try out for the Wolves, did it feel like a full circle moment in a sense? You know, kind of in spirit returning to the team that you grew up watching?
No, exactly. It really didn't really click into me until we have some like Kanata Lasers practice jerseys, and I threw one of those on, and it was definitely a full circle moment for me there.
Did they let you keep one of the jerseys?
No, not unfortunately not. Hopefully I will be able to.
You do live in Kanata, but you spent a lot of time here in Renfrew. Have you had a chance to kind of get to know the fans and the community here yet?
Yeah, I have. They gave out some candy on Halloween, and like the fans here are tremendous. I'd say best fans in the league for sure. But definitely, yeah, been out in the community, did some Halloween kind of haunted house there, and that was a lot of fun. Just seeing the kids and stuff. And
back when I was a kid, your neck of the woods was still considered rather rural. You know, development has probably sped that up quite a bit. I'm curious, do you notice a change in pace when you come to Renfrew?
No, exactly. It's a much more of like a community feel. Like compared to playing in Kanata and stuff, it's more like hustle and bustle in here. It's like people care and it's on everybody's mind. Spent some time with some of the boys at their billet houses, like playing some cards and stuff and going on some hikes and stuff. And it's a lot different speed compared to what I'm used to, and it's awesome. Did some fishing when it was fishing season, and that was a lot of fun here.
Well, tell us a bit about yourself while you wear that jersey. What's the niche that you fill on this team?
I'm a hard-nosed player. I like to forecheck, get physical, and I like to pass the puck. I love passing the puck. That's my favorite thing to do. So I like to, I don't know, model my game kind of after like Nick Paul.
Well, it's not a bad person to model your game after. I mean, considering how much Tampa pays them each year, and it's a perfect fit for the Renfrew Wolves identity as well. It must feel good to know that this team is kind of looking for players like you to fill these roles.
Oh, it's the perfect match. Like, I love the staff here. We had a great group and like great guys to play with and stuff. Like, playing against a guy like Koskis Danius last year and now on his line, like, it's unreal.
And that's a good point, because the CCHL and the EOJHL are such small worlds comparative to many other junior hockey leagues. Everyone's so close together. There are a lot of trades that happen in a season. It has to be such a peculiar feeling going from this guy is my opponent to this guy is my friend.
Yeah, there was like, especially like last year I had a guy that I played against, and then I played on his team, like Brendan Lynch, like hated playing against him, and then you play with him and like just the greatest guy. So
what's up in Chris Clark's world when you're not on the ice?
I go to school at Carleton, so I'm doing part-time there, taking a couple courses, and I like playing video games. Really big fan of video games, and I enjoy spending time with my friends and family.
So half the time you're going into the city, half the time you're going out to the valley. That's a lot of driving. How do you keep yourself engaged?
A lot of podcasts, a lot of music, so just a lot of spin chicklets and just like hockey IQ podcasts I'm a big fan of, and calling with friends and stuff too. That's a good way to kill time.
And with all that time to kind of process and digest that knowledge that can come at you through a podcast, do you think that maybe gives you a competitive edge when you get on the ice?
No, exactly. There's been a lot of things I've learned and try to incorporate in my games and into practice and just seeing what works and what doesn't work for me.
How about when you just want to groove out? Any artists that comes to mind?
ABBA.
The Eurovision darlings themselves. Okay, you're going to have to explain this one to me.
I just got my like 2024 recap and it was just said ABBA and stuff. I love ABBA. Just kind of heard it as a kid, like my mom and like my brother and sister are all big fans of ABBA and stuff, and just kind of continued carrying on the torch.
Well, Chris, I think we're finally facing our Waterloo here. Nothing's going to top that, so I think we'll just end it. Thank you so much for your time.